Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Lord has already changed His mind due to Ramananda Roy's description of your pure love for Him. Purport. At first, the Lord did not want to see the king, but due to the Bhattacharya's and Ramananda Roy's earnest endeavors, the Lord's mind was changed. The Lord already declared that Krishna would be merciful upon the king due to the king's service to the devotees. This is the process by which one can advance in Krishna consciousness. First, there must be devotees' mercy. Then Krishna's mercy will descend. Yasya prasada bhagava prasado. Yasya prasada nagati kutopi. Our first duty, therefore, is to satisfy the spiritual master who can arrange for the Lord's mercy. A common man must first begin to serve the spiritual master or the devotee. Then, through the mercy of the devotee, the Lord will be satisfied. Unless one receives the dust of a devotee's lotus feet on one's head, there is no possibility of advancement. This is also confirmed by a statement of Prahlad Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.32. Naisham matisthavad urukram inigrim prashata anartha pagamo yadartha mariyasham paduraja bishekam niskinchananam navriniti avat. Unless one approaches a pure devotee, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Prataparudra worshipped both Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Thus, he touched the lotus feet of pure devotees and was able thereby to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Ganatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuromilitangena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam gena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam Dadati swapadantikam Vandeham shi gurun shi yuta parakamalam Shi gurun vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara. Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ramananda Rai Ajay Tumara Premagun. Prabhu Age Kayate Prabhu Rapiri Geleman. The Lord has already changed his mind due to Ramananda Roy's description of your pure love for him. So this is such a wonderful and perfect verse for us to deeply reflect upon, for me to deeply reflect upon, meditate upon the importance of Vaishnav Seva. And here Srila Prabhupada and, of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the pages of the Chaitanya Charitamrita are revealing the process by which we can make advancement. In the beginning of Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada writes in the preface that advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. So we can point the finger in as many directions as we like, but if our spiritual life is stagnating in any way, there is only one person to blame, and that is me. You all can blame me. It's okay. I certainly couldn't say you, could I? So we have to look at ourselves. We have to look at within. What is my consciousness? What is my mentality? What is my attitude towards devotional service in general, and specifically with regards to this beautiful verse and purport, so instructive? What is my attitude and my dealings with other devotees? Now, I don't expect anyone in the room to raise their hand, but has anyone here ever had any challenges interacting with devotees? Only a few of you. Well, that's beautiful. No wonder you're known around the world. Well, don't be surprised if there are challenges in interactions with devotees. Why do you think that is? Is it because devotees are terrible? Well, me, for sure. Yeah, Mataji also pointed to herself. Or no, she pointed to me. No, you pointed. It's because, at least again in Upadeshamrita twice, Srila Rupa Goswami explains, we should give up the association of non-devotees. He says this is vital. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains also that a devotee is one who gives up the association of non-devotees. So if you give up the association of non-devotees, who are you left with? Only the devotees. And meanwhile, as Prabhupada explained so many times in so many places, that our international society is a little bit like a hospital. I was just speaking to one devotee earlier. He told me that his children are sick. The other day I was with some people. They were sick. Someone else, senior devotees, are sick. Some people just say, I'm sick. And in general, the world is a very sick place. And we're also sick. Each and every one of us in our own way are a little sick. Probably most of you less than me. But we all have heart disease. Yes, anyone experiences the disease of the heart? And that disease is a very deep and profound infection, that our heart is infected with lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion and madness. Some of us to a greater or lesser extent, but nonetheless, still, we're all here in the hospital. We've at least come to the place to get better. Yes, we're all seeking treatment. And what is the treatment that we have found is supposed to be the Cheto Dharpana Marginum, the clean, and today is Gundicha Marginum, so we can talk about the cleansing of not just the temple, but the temple of the heart. And what is that process that we've been given? Harinam Sankirtan, to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But what is our relationship with the holy name? Anyone here finds that sometimes the relationship with the holy name is a little bit like, hurry up, Krishna. Let's get it over with. Sometimes I think, okay, I said I would do this, so I have to do it. Or is our relationship genuinely one that when we sit down and place our beads in our hand, we begin to think, thank you, Krishna. Thank you for allowing me to associate with you in this most merciful form. Do we feel a mood of humility that I'm actually not even worthy to chant the holy names, to associate with Krishna? So many unwanted things in this heart, and yet still, somehow, by some immense mercy, I've been given the opportunity to chant your holy names. Do we chant with the mood of feeling that I just want to surrender my life to you, Krishna, and give up all this perpetual challenge of trying to control and manipulate the material energy for the pleasure of my senses? Please just let me let go of this desire to enjoy and embrace you, Krishna. Thank you. And this is relationship. This is the development of a personal relationship with God. It's not just some words or some syllables or some mantra that we chant. This is the development of a personal relationship with God. And here we see that God's interest in our relationship with Him is dependent on our relationship with His parts and parcels. In fact, I wanted to read. There are a few verses that were spoken previously by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Ramananda Roy. And Ramananda Roy, Lord Chaitanya had said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who had requested him, can I please speak to you in an open way? Can I make a request of you, and can you promise me that you won't get upset? Such beautiful relationship. And Lord Chaitanya says, definitely, please speak to me. If you say something that is agreeable, I will agree immediately. And if you say something that's not agreeable, then I'll let you know that it's not agreeable. And what did Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ask? Please give King Prataparudra your mercy. I mean, how special is this? That such a dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going on your behalf to petition the Lord. Wow, isn't that so special? And actually, each and every one of us have that potential and opportunity to petition the Lord for and on behalf of other devotees by the power of prayer. By the power of prayer, We can pray for other devotees. Now you might think, like sometimes you ask devotees, oh, please pray for me. Anyone's ever asked a devotee to pray for them? What is the standard response from any devotee? Huh? Yes, I'll pray? That is not the response I usually get. Now I know who to come to, though. Prabhu, please pray for me. I'm no word of a lie. Just please, please pray for me. I need so much help. My experience is devotees say, oh, Prabhuji, I am not worthy, Prabhu. My prayers are worth nothing. You pray for me. Isn't that anyone have? You pray for me. And then you have to enter into a business transaction. Okay, okay. I'll pray for you if you pray for me. Right? And then we settle. And then you have to say, what do you want me to pray for you? And then, because I always ask that, well, what would you like for me to pray for you? Because we should take it seriously. If a devotee says, please pray for me, we shouldn't say, yeah, and walk away. Devotee has come to us to make a petition. Please pray for me. Here it is in the scripture. Sarvabhauma, King Prataparudra begging, Sarvabhauma, please, please, I'm going to basically give up my body if Lord Chaitanya won't see me. You know, so imagine some devotee is asking you to pray for him, and you're like, yeah. And he's in desperation. So what we should feel like, at least I can pray for this devotee. And we ask, what would you like for me to pray? But then I see sometimes devotees get all bewildered, like, well, I don't know what to say. What do I want? What do I want someone to pray for me? So we should know what we want. We can ask for so many things. Mercedes-Benz, or no, what's the new things? I don't even know. Electronic cars, whatever it is. Can ask for a good husband, good wife, right? These are the things you should ask people to pray for, right? Yes? No? Okay, it depends on where you're at in life. We can ask, please help me to develop the desire to serve the devotees. Please help me, please pray that I can become an instrument of my spiritual master. Please pray that I can develop a taste for the holy name. Please pray that I can give up offenses. We can ask people to pray for so many things. Wouldn't it be amazing if loads of devotees were praying for us to give up all of these things and to develop all of these things? Yes? So can all those things I just mentioned, all of you need to write this down right now? And all of you can just please pray for me for all of those things. So the power of prayer, and King Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is petitioning the Lord on his behalf. And Ramananda Roy had gone to separately, because actually Lord Chaitanya said no, which is quite amazing. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gurudvishaya Namaha. The most munificent form of God has come. His devotee, his pure devotee, his intimate associate, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, requests on behalf of another devotee with his all sincerity in his heart, please, please give your mercy. And Lord Chaitanya, the most magnanimous incarnation, says, no. I mean, you can't understand the Lord. It's just, you think, if you were reading the book and you think, what will be the next answer before I turn the page? You're going to think, he's going to go, yes, Sarvabhauma, because you have petitioned. Bring him immediately. Right? But he doesn't. He says, no. And he says, if you ever ask me that question again, I'll leave Jagannath Puri forever. He says, for me to associate with a king is abominable. It's like drinking poison willingly. I mean, wow, it's mind-boggling. But the Lord, we have to remember, the Lord does so many things with one action. We often think in a linear manner, but the Lord is, he's got super soul in the heart of every living entity. Imagine the levels of management he has to think. You know, I've known people, I don't like to play chess, but I know people who play chess and they think, oh, you have to really think before each move what will happen. And Krishna has to see that by just moving this one piece, all of these effects will happen. So the Lord is also here teaching that for someone who is in the sannyas order, they have to be very, 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 very careful about their association. And so the Lord is teaching. But then Ramananda Roy comes and he says, oh, my Lord, you will not believe. I'm here now and I can spend all my time with you. Why? Because I requested King Prataparudra to please allow me to resign from my service, resign from my government service, so that I can just spend time with you. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful? I'm not sure if you should try this on Monday morning, but you can go into work to your boss and you can say, my dear boss, I just want to spend all my time serving Lord Chaitanya in the Sankirtan mission. Will you please let me step down? They might say, yes, you sound like a madman. Better you're a mad person, better you're not here. But what did King Prataparudra do? He said, no doubt, no problem. He said, in fact, I will give you full pension, full salary for you to go and do that. Now, if your boss says that, you shouldn't hesitate one moment, get a signature on the line and roll out the door, and then we're going to have a long queue of people here on Monday morning. I've got full pension to just serve the Sankirtan mission my whole life. Yay! Sounds pretty good, right? So Ramananda Roy was so happy, and he was glorifying King Prataparudra in this way. And that's when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mood changed. And he said, he will certainly receive the mercy of Krishna because he has served a devotee. Jai, Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Shishi Gornita Ki Jai. And then he says, Yeme Bhakta Jana Parta, Name Bhaktas Chate Jana, Mad Bhaktanam Cha Ye Bhaktas Tame Bhakta Tama Mataha. Lord Krishna speaking to Arjuna. This is from the Adi Purana and Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees. Those who tried to approach me directly, they are not my devotees. But those who are the devotees of my servant are factually my devotee. So this is Krishna speaking to Arjuna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeating it as a confirmation to Ramananda Roy that King Prataparudra will get his mercy. Then he says, my devotees take great care and respect in rendering me service. They offer obeisances to me with all their bodily limbs. They worship other devotees and find all living entities related to me. This is also very important. He's saying that not only do they worship me with their mind, body, and words, but they worship all the devotees. And not only do they worship the devotees, but they see me in every living entity. For me, they engage the entire energy of their bodies. They engage the power of speech and the glorification of my qualities and form. They also dedicate their minds to me and try giving up all kinds of material desires. Here I always appreciate the fact that the Lord says they try to give up all material desires. Giving up material desires is not an easy thing, especially as long as you still got a material body. Because the body, sometimes it knocks, sometimes it whispers, and sometimes it screams that it needs and wants and has different things. Thus, my devotees are characterized. And then the last one. Aradhana nam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Lord Chaitanya then quotes, who's speaking this verse? Lord Shiva is speaking to his beloved wife. And he says, my dear Devi, although the Vedas recommend worship of the demigods, the worship of Lord Vishnu is actually the topmost. It is the highest. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering of service to Vaishnavas who are related to Lord Vishnu. So this is the highest worship. So I would like for you to take a moment and do something that you'll probably feel a little awkward about, but that's okay. Life's already awkward. Sitting on a floor for an hour is very awkward. Cross legs. Listening to someone speak for an hour is awkward. I would just like for you to look around, turn your head and look around you and see. Now, and not like this. Some people are like this. Like, you know, make genuine eye contact with someone near you. And think, look, that you are a Vaishnava. Say to the person, you are a Vaishnava. You deserve my worship. Because by worshiping you, this will please Krishna. Please let me become your servant. Please help me to want to serve you. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he has some beautiful quotes about community. And in one of them he says, we should live in the community of devotees thinking at any and every moment that these are most likely going to be the people who will be there at the time of death. The last thing you want is a devotee standing over you who you have a bad relationship with. Like, yeah, glad it's your time, Prabhu. I bet you want me to chant the holy names. Well, you remember that time you misplaced my gumsha? The time you left the window open? These are brahmachari arguments. The time you got up early and stomped and woke me up after I had a late night? You know, whatever it is, most often our discrepancies and disgruntlements are actually so trivial. Hare Krishna. So I'm going to stop here and open it up for a few minutes. If anyone has any reflections, questions, comments, chastisements, anything. And again, I would like to apologize that His Holiness Swayam Bhagavan Keshav Maharaj is not here. Yes, Tarun Maharaj. Does this make sense? Anything that I said make a little bit of sense? Yes. There's one person here. Can I come to you next? I don't want to upset or offend you, but he had his hand raised first. He was just waiting for the microphone.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
in this instance of king offering such a facilities to Maharaj Prataparudra is extreme. So whenever I read this section, I just feel that like he wants to flatter the Lord to get a mercy. Of course, this is transcendental, is definitely genuine, but this kind of feeling that extra full salary, yeah, no problem immediately, you know. So this creates in me some notion that sometime or often we also, we know how to get the mercy of the Lord, and we know that, you know, his Vaishnavas are his wealth. So, you know, if you love me, love my dog. So he kind of, you know, okay, it's through devotees, and we try to kind of please devotees. It's not that necessarily we're really eager or we like them so much, but we kind of dismiss that thought in the head, and we just kind of serve devotees, try to please them. But deep down, we have some second thought about them. We know their attitude, so sometimes situation that we are confronted, not confronted, but that kind of, either we ask it or not ask it, but we have to serve somebody, and then we kind of forget aside all this, what we think of them. We don't, you know, there's even disliking, but we anyway, we go for it. And of course, Lord is in the heart, and I don't know what he thinks of, but in one sense, you have to start somewhere, but you know, so in that sense, connected with that pastime, flatter the Lord by serving devotees, although we are not really, you know, like, so how to overcome that, that would be question, and I mean, it's really genuine, you know, Lord will not even look at us, probably, even if he try this way, anyway, some thoughts.
Okay. Was there a question in there, or that was just more reflections?
It's a reflection, but also a question, like, what to do in that situation. Like because sometimes it takes years and years and years. We just cannot overcome this kind of feeling towards somebody, to some Vaishnavas. And maybe a chance we serve him anyway, but in heart there's some dirt, and then we kind of, you know, any kind of tense situation, this comes out, even if he, you know, at one point we serve him, maybe even please him, but at another instance, in this tense situation, how they said, well, you squeeze the orange, what comes, orange juice, and comes this. So we try to serve, but, you know, there's a feeling there. So in that sense, we try to flatter the Lord, bribe the Lord, try to serve the Lord this anyway. But, you know.
Yeah, I kind of get your point. So... Just briefly, because it is a big topic. On the point of flattering the Lord, of course, the Lord says, "Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradihi." That whether you are akama, have no material desires, or sarva kama, full of material desires, or you desire liberation, you should still approach me. So, in one sense, in whatever mood we try to approach the Lord, that's better than not approaching the Lord at all. Although I don't think King Prataparudra is in that space, although it could be perceived like that, and we ourselves may be sometimes like, okay, I'll just do it because it might please Krishna. I don't really feel it. But that reminded me of when the devotees asked Prabhupada, you know, or mentioned Prabhupada at Mangalarti, we're so tired, we don't feel like dancing. And Prabhupada said, just start to move your feet like this and like that. And then after some time, you'll feel like dancing. And in a jaundiced condition, as Rupa Goswami explains, we may not feel like chanting the holy name. It may feel bitter, may taste bitter. But what is the cure for jaundice? Is to continue to take this sugar candy, even though it tastes bitter. So what is the cure for offending Vaishnavas? Is to serve Vaishnavas, even those that we don't really appreciate. Somehow we have to realize, what is it that saying that Jesus said, you know, we have to hate the sin and not the sinner. So we have to understand that we're all suffering in this material world together. And this person may have a different type of heart disease than mine, but we're both here suffering. And maybe somehow or other, Krishna has brought us together so that I can confront and deal with this. And that was the point at the beginning. It's only the devotees that we associate with for the most part. So Prabhupada used to say, don't blame the instrument of your karma. So we just have to, actually it'd be amazing if when we felt like that, we could just say, you know, Prabhu, in my heart I feel so many nasty things and I'm sorry for feeling those things. I really wish, I want to just serve you nicely. So we have to have the breakthrough. We can't always be projecting it onto others like that. Anyway, that's just some thoughts. But thank you for your very valuable and important question. And now, Mataji, you would like to say something? And you've already got the mic. That is amazing.
On the topic of prayer, you were saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Why not pray?
It's on. You just need to hold it closer to your mouth.
You need to pray for yourself. You know your mind, heart. We can take blessings of others. Why don't we pray for ourselves?
Very nice. I love that question. Yeah, for some time when devotees would ask me to pray for them, I would say, I'm sorry, I'm a little too busy praying for myself. I can't pray for you, Prabhu, because my list is all for me. So, but that's kind of the antithesis. It's against our Vaishnav culture. We have to understand that actually by praying for others, that's how, by caring for others. Now, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't have self-care, because that's very valuable. If you can't, you know, swim, Prabhupada said, first you have to save yourself, then you can save others. So, of course, we can also pray to Krishna, please help me to overcome these things. Please help me to become a sincere devotee. Please help me to develop the desire to pray for others. So we can pray to the Lord in so many different ways. But this is a good point. Of course, we should pray for ourselves. We should have our dialogue and relationship with Krishna with regards to our own things. But it's also extremely valuable. So valuable, we can't even imagine the value of praying for other devotees and thinking positively and kindly about them, especially those we don't like. We make even more advancement if we can muster up the energy to pray for someone that we really kind of don't like. Like, Krishna, okay, I'll pray for this one and this one, but and then you have to think, and even that one, no matter what they did, Krishna, please help them. Not because people also pray, Krishna, please, you know, give them a little lesson in their life. Please, Lord Nisringadeva, I have a friend that whenever something happens, they say, I'm going to pray to Lord Nisringadeva for that person. I don't think that means they're literally they're praying for, you know, disembowelment program. Praying for open heart surgery for this one. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Vishwambar Puru, you have the final word.
First of all, I want to say thank you for a beautiful class. 10 out of 10. I was going to say that when someone is about to die and we have I spoke to someone who lost a parent that he didn't like and we have some enmity, then we feel sorry and we regret, you know, that feeling. I wish, you know, I could have sorted out the relationship when we were alive. So why wait, you know, to the end of the life, you know, to solve our, because like you said, it was correct. If we analyze our problems that we have in relationships, it's all based on misunderstandings, illusion, maya that gets between us, the false ego, but not the heart. The heart, you know, it's just on standby and is and you feel, you know, that sorrow. So it's always good to wait. And because everybody, you have, we have a good relationship with everyone, really.
Mm.
There is no, because everyone is created by Krishna for his pleasure. So if Krishna loves that person, why don't we love that person?
Mm.
And that's what pleases Krishna the most, when we love, you know, his creation, mm. his devotees. That's why, you know, he very much wants establish respect. You know, if you want to serve me, you have to serve my creation, my devotee.
Mm.
But you said very correctly, the highest worship is the love towards the devotees. And it's no good feeling, you know, to keep enmity in the heart.
Mm.
And I just wanted to say publicly, I know it's not appropriate, but, you know, I've been involved in management for many years, so you did. And for any offense, I've made it to your lotus feet. Please forgive me.
All the offenses
is related to the class.
offenses are mine, and
pray
I'm
for
praying
me.
At your lotus feet. Please forgive me for all my
Hare
offenses.
Krishna.
As soon as I get up, we can embrace. And thank you, Vishwambar Prabhu. Okay, so we'll end here and just maybe try to keep this meditation that we can really try to serve the Vaishnavas, and in this way we can make great advancement. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Hari Hari Bol.